The Anniversary Card by Hannah Wood.
That'll be £3.50, please, love. Do you want a bag for the card?
Yes, please.
Just got to find one big enough. Here we go. That'll do it.
Thank you. I think that's the right change.
Right, 1, 2, 50, 3, 20, 30, 5, 2, 4, 5. Yeah, that's it. Nice words on this card. You made a good choice.
Wanted the biggest, really. That's the most important thing.
Well, you definitely got that. First anniversary special, isn't it? Nice to make an effort.
Something like that.
We'll have a lovely time. I hope he likes it.
I'm sure he'll hate it. Thought that counts, though, hey?
Hey, Sal. How are you? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got a purple Ronnie one. Biggest I could find in the shop. It's black with a stick man and woman on the front. You know the kind. They're kissing inside this massive red heart. It's really very tasteful.
Sounds perfect. What does it say?
Across the top, to a very special someone on our first anniversary. Then a bit further down, there's one of those silly poems which says, wait for it, you make my pulse rate and my heart beat faster. Today's the day we celebrate our happy ever after.
Christ, pass the bucket. What are you going to write in it? You can't possibly beat that.
I know, I'm crap at rhyming couplets too. I'm thinking I'd just list the important dates in the past year.
You know them all?
Mark them in my diary every time, unfortunately.
Blimey, well that'll be a shock. So you're going to write it now and drop it around this afternoon?
Yeah, I'll drive over now, drop it into reception.
Oh my God, that's going to go down a treat. Can you imagine his face? What I wouldn't give to be a fly on the wall in that office this afternoon.
I know, he's always been a big fan of PDAs too. I'll give you a bell afterwards, fill you in on the gossip.
You must, Sal. I want every lick and spit. Okay, well good luck then, yeah? Speak later.
Yeah, call you later. Bye, hun.
Hello, welcome to the Daily Echo. How can I help?
Hi there, I'm looking for someone who works here called Steph, about 19, long auburn hair. Looks a lot like you, come to think of it.
Oh, well, I'm the only Steph in the building, so you must be looking for me.
Great, first time lucky, fancy that.
Do I know you? Sorry, I'm really terrible with faces.
No, we've never met.
Oh, okay, so what can I do you for?
Ah, yeah, well, I've got a card for you, actually.
Really? A card for me? Well, it's not my birthday.
No, I know, but I gather it's a special day for you anyway.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, just open the card. You'll see what I mean. It's a nice thing, I promise.
Right.
Go on, trust me, you'll like it. Just a little something to congratulate you and my husband on one whole year of happiness together. You must be so proud.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, don't you worry your pretty little head about that. What's done is done, as they say. Just you do me a favour and hold on to that card. You wouldn't want to lose it. Something nice to show the grandkids one day. Keep it in a safe place, I would. Even listed all your special dates on the inside cover. You know, when you had rendezvous and things. Kept a note of them in my diary. I know what a bad memory Neil has, and it would be a bugger if you couldn't remember when you'd been somewhere together.
Excuse me, Mrs. Murphy?
Yes?
Just to let you know, Mr. Murphy's on his way down.
Oh, goody. I'll be able to see what he thinks of the card. I'll just have a seat on the sofa over here. Thank you.
Sally, what are you doing here?
Hi, Neil. Well, I was just having a nice chat to your mistress, Steph, here.
Look, calm down. You've obviously got the wrong end of the stick here, Sal. I've been helping Steph with a CV, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Bumping up the extracurricular activities, have you?
I think you should leave and go home, Sally.
Oh, Neil, I'm leaving all right. Don't you worry.